I don't know. I'm tapped, brother.
Your broccoli shirt.
I'm tapped out in the broccoli shirt. I've got so many buttons unbuttoned on.
I know. You're like sexier and sexier more as the podcast goes on. What the fuck?
He's got like one button at the bottom.
Yeah, he's showing off his rutabaga at this point.
Anyway, welcome back to the Chromecast podcast for your daily dose of stock Google images. I'm Nick.
I'm Mickey.
What do we got on the cast today? Let's cast our eyes on the cast.
All righty. Look at us going deep sea spelunking.
That's right. We're decided that this is a deep sea cave, even though there's really no cave walls.
There's
inside.
No cave. I just wanted to say
it's a beautiful spelunking coral reef with three yellow fish.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you following along at home, it's the three tropical yellow fish.
Stripes and blue eye patches.
Which reminds me, Mickey.
Of?
You ever play The Sims? Speaking of fish, did you ever play The Sims, Mickey?
I have, yes. I remember being very excited when it came out on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yep.
You never had a computer.
Never in my life. Still haven't.
Yeah. I played it first at my aunt's house. She had a computer. Well, my uncle, who's married to my aunt. You know, that's how that works.
That would be your aunt. Yeah. Wait, are they incest? Is it like brother and sister?
It's hot. Okay. No. Okay, all right. Cut that up.
Whoa.
Leave it in.
No. Okay.
You got to get the NBA guy going.
No.
No. Back to The Sims.
I don't know if I got the fire. Okay. I gotta rekindle the fire for The Sims here.
Well, I remember my mom not letting me rent Grand Theft Auto Vice City from Blockbuster, but instead being excited for me to rent The Sims because it would teach me responsibility.
That's very funny.
Of how to take care of people and how to take care of yourself. So she thought it would help me clean my room better. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to figure out how to jack off to the Sims fucking.
Yeah, to the blurred Sims fucking.
The whole time. I'm like, Mom, I'm killing people and making them fucking here.
I'm taking out.
You should have just got me Grand Theft Auto.
I'm making a house full of lesbians and making them all take a shower at once, putting on move objects on cheat and moving them all into the middle of the street mid shower so I can see them naked.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I think your flame is rekindled over there, pal.
I'm suddenly feeling a need to go play The Sims right now. Something
Man's
in my
blazing
loins.
In his pants.
That's right. Exploding, rock, red rocketing out. I have a dog dick. A lot of people don't know this about me, but it's the truth. That really tickled Mickey. My mom had a boyfriend once. Obviously, after my dad and her split up, but he was only let me play this. First of all, this is annoying as fuck. If you have like a step parent or not even that telling you what to do, this is the worst shit in the world. But he like didn't want me to play video games that weren't educational, whatever that meant. But I got to play SimCity 2000 for same like reasoning. It was like, this will teach you how to manage a city. Why would I need to know how to do that? And that's not what that game does.
No, Spider-Man teaches you how to manage
That's
a city.
Right. And clean your room.
Yeah, you just web that shit up to the ceiling where your people can't
That's
see
right.
it.
Hanging and sagging.
Yeah. Like your Red Rocket. All right.
The Chromecast podcast where we hang and sag.
Yeah, brother. I already forgot what we were talking about just now.
That's right. This is the Loki cast.
Oh, did we watch Loki?
You did.
Just me. Anyway.
How film corner.
So yeah, welcome to the Chromecast podcast Cinema Corner, where we discuss whatever we watched recently.
That's right. And Mickey, what did you watch recently? What'd you do it?
Asking all these questions. Is there a specific answer?
Nope.
Oh. I've been kind of slack. I feel like we watched something together recently. No? That we didn't talk about? We watched
The Irishman.
The Irishman!
You watched the last 2.5 hours,
which
and I watched the full 3.5.
Yes, correct.
It's a good movie. The people, they were correct when they said it was a good movie. And also, it has like some of the best politics of any recent movie, which is very interesting. It like acknowledges that the CIA killed JFK, which they did. Attached to the mob, you know, mob CIA attachments.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It acknowledges the power of unions and how in the 70s, you know, the unions got all shot through by mafia guys because they understood that controlling that labor was how you controlled the
metaphorically
country.
Or literally?
Both, really.
Nice.
They I like certainly when shot like through that. Jimmy Hoffa. Spoilers. Hey. He's a real guy, so you should know that.
I thought Jimmy Hoffa. I always get him and D.B. Cooper confused.
Interesting.
Is it because they both went missing or something?
Probably. I don't. Producer Jeff, who is D.B. Cooper? Can
you
look that up?
You don't know who D.B. Cooper is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, D.B. Cooper was, he robbed a bank. Speaking of Loki, he robbed a bank in like the 70s or something.
Cool.
And they jumped out of a plane on some like Point Break shit, probably.
Sick.
And he parachuted in. It's around here, right? Yeah, I think really? It's in Washington, I believe.
Whoa.
I could be wrong, but I think it is. And no, he was never found.
That's fucking awesome. Found.
Yeah. And so that, remember the movie we talked about, Without a Paddle? That's the whole premise of that movie.
They're trying to find his gold or whatever?
No, they're homie. Like, it starts out, there's the three main characters, and he's not in the movie, but their main homie, like, who was the coolest one, did all the adventure shit. He dies, and he had already planned this big trip for them that summer where they go to find D.B. Cooper. Like, find like cool. He tracked him out and shit.
That's a very interesting setup for, like, a 2000s comedy.
It is, and it plays well. It's good. Huh. It's a good job. And, anyway... Good ass. They find him and he's like, they find where he was and he like burned the money to stay alive. He like landed in a cave or some shit.
Well, that defeats the whole damn purpose. What a fool.
Nah, they play it in like a way where it's like, oh, how nice. You know, he's like, I didn't care about the money at all. It wasn't about that. You know, it's like,
interesting.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a thief with a heart of gold.
But in Loki, spoilers, watch Loki now. Skip ahead 25 seconds to 30 seconds from the end of the sentence if you don't want this minor spoiler from the first five fucking minutes.
End of the next sentence starting now.
Now. So they make low-key D.B. Cooper in...
Oh, that's cool.
Literally in one, like a five-second throwaway, yeah. Because he, like, you know, they can travel the realms and teleport and shit. So he jumps out of the plane and then Thor brings him back to Asgard with, like, the money and stuff.
Oh, okay. God, what I would have given.
You just hear Owen Wilson. He's like, you're D.B. Cooper. I can't
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was gonna do a bit. Okay, ready? No, I lost it. All right,
sorry.
It was like, what I wouldn't give to traverse the realms, bro.
Nice,
pretty good, right?
I got something for that.
Comes in a little pen. Actually, I think if you want to traverse realms, you gotta go grab the
jar.
Yes.
See, stay out of my drawer, Jeff.
Secret drawer with a secret jar. What's inside? Find out soon.
It's legal where I live.
Well, decriminalized.
That means legal.
True. They won't.
Crack is legal.
You for the crack cocaine.
It's a crime if they do. Isn't that fucking cool?
Sure is, buddy. The Singcast. Come back to the Singcast. Chromecast, Singcast. Oh, man.
Going back to the Chromecast, let's check in. Looks like somebody died.
Sure does.
On the water. I'm doing a fireside vigil.
It's actually a very zoomed out photo of a bunch of Viking deaths. These are all individual Vikings on a boat.
Hell yeah.
And that's your context clue. What picture are we looking at based on that incredibly weird description?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to a Viking funeral? This world's stupidest segue.
No, I can't say that. I don't know.
We're really yes anding ourselves.
Been to a biking funeral.
They set somebody out on a they tie somebody to a bike and shoot an air flaming out. It'd be way cooler than the naked bike ride.
We're all the coffin's on. It's just like a cart and someone's pushing everyone. It's like a marathon on a bike.
There's a corpse in it.
It's like the priest is in the front, like turning around. It's like, we are gathered here today.
It's just like
to remember.
It's like one of those little, like, baby, like, things that you carry the toddler behind. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There's, just, like, a, there's mom, a corpse.
Just,
like,
yeah.
A
folded over in it.
Everyone's got black bikes.
Just slumped. He's in it there in, like, doing, like, a tuxedo and everything.
No, it's like the ones, and everyone's rocking, like, the onesies that the bikes, like, the nerd bikers wear, yeah. But it's all, like, a tuxedo.
They're all black.
Yeah, it's like a black dot.
It's pretty good.
Girls have, like, the veil on, you know, but it's, like, I don't know, sunglasses. Viking funeral, everyone. You can fill in the rest. How about that?
Yeah, use that.
That's your homework for the week.
Royalty-free bit for you right there.
Be right back to the Chromecast podcast. Right after this.
Whoa.
Fuck this fortress.
Let's get back
dude.
To the Chromecast here. I'm looking at a fortress.
Atop. It's like where a lighthouse should be, but then it's like leveled up.
Yeah. It's like a tower and a tower defense type scenario.
It's like if Fort Knox fucked Cape Cod.
Fort Knox. Fucked Spoon.
Fork knives.
Fork knives. This one actually looks like a painting. This was the original conceit of the Chromecast. Like, which one's
Chromecast? Real podcast. Or fake? Yeah.
Real or fake? We got a lot of dichotomies here. Dry or wet? This is clearly a wet one. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's got a little bit of both. It's really a contradiction. It's trying to resolve itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's got both wet and dry. And is it fake or not? It looks like a painting. I'm not going to lie. It's a very weird looking one.
Yeah, this is like some tattoo artist
level. The tower itself looks pretty real, but the cliffs and the water look like a painting. Actually fucking bizarre. Look at this water splashing on the rocks.
Yeah, it's white.
It's really bizarre.
It's splashy.
White and splashy, but a little too just like white and splashy. Just like this guy. Just like all of us here at the Chrome Guys podcast. White and splashy because we get it in.
Mm-hmm.
What? Don't we, buddy? Each other's
what?
Butts.
White and splotchy, more like that. Jungle Cruise, more like Juggle Bruise. That's what I'm trying to do. There's a movie called Jungle Cruise in theaters.
Yeah, right yeah. Now. With Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
It's just Dwayne Johnson now, but yeah.
He doesn't. When did he drop that?
He uses it sometimes.
Yeah. Yo, drop the rock, bro. Pass the rock. He passed the rock, but to whom?
You know, there's a show. I don't know what station it is, but it's called Young Rock.
Whoa.
It's like Young Sheldon or Everybody Hates Chris, but it's literally just about The Rock. He narrates it like Chris Rock did from Everybody Hates Chris.
Weird.
It's that.
He just copied the Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes. Nobody watches it.
What a weird show to copy, too, because that show wasn't that good, was it?
Everybody hates Chris. I didn't watch it, but it went for a long time. I think Terry Crews was in it.
No, oh, he was young Chris.
No, he was the dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I saw something with Terry Crews in it the other day.
White chicks.
White chicks.
I wish.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he in White Chicks?
Have you never seen White Chicks?
I have, but like when it came out.
Yes, he's like the best part of that whole movie.
That's fair. I think we already talked about White Chicks on this.
No, I don't think we were recording.
Oh.
One mid-2000s comedy you have not talked about.
Yeah, well, now we're talking about it. It's time. Hey, you want it, you got it. We're finally talking about White Chicks. It's the episode.
Fans have been clamoring.
That's right. We're spilling the beans on White Chicks. It's funny, when I was thinking about it, I was like, actually, that's probably not that bad. You know, like black people dressing up as white people is still funny. Or whatever, and then I was like, oh right, they're like making fun of trans people, so maybe it's not maybe it's not that woke. You know, maybe it wouldn't play as well these days. I don't know, I haven't seen it in a while though.
Yeah, I also haven't watched it in a while.
Well, we'll have to add it to the list.
Nah,
dude. Maybe. I like how we established that I don't watch any movies. And so far on the Chromecast, we've mentioned that I watched like exclusively like mid-2000s comedies. Like,
I don't know why.
The shittiest genre of movie there is. So funny.
Yeah.
Next on the list, though, is Heat. I've been meaning to watch Heat.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna get on the couch with you for that
quite
one.
Quite the gun scenes, which, you know, as a gun weirdo, big fan of the gun scene. Traditional gun scene with squibs instead of CGI blood. I'm with it.
Okay.
Rig me up, daddy. You know, rig me up with all the little squib balloons and pop them.
Okay.
All blood everywhere. All
right. My man's trying to be platooned.
That's right.
He's trying to look like Elias out here.
Should we discuss our suicide device?
No, I'm trying to get a trademark on that first.
Okay. We're currently in the talks with
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. We're trying to get on Shark Tank about the suicide device. It's like a cool guy suicide device where you can shoot yourself multiple times.
Yeah.
So you can really fuck yourself up. So it's some sort of device that sort of like orients you towards the machine gun mm-hmm. that fires at your head, like,
and it forces
times.
You to stand up yeah. straight, and you step onto a pedal, and it's just like a submachine gun that shoots you in the head, like full clip, banana clip, and then that way you just have like a stump of a head.
Yeah, that's it. Just obliterates your whole head. Blood.
There's just mist on the.
There's wall. Also the platoon version.
Make sure you get it done.
Yeah, and cool too. Yeah,
it's cool.
And we're developing a platoon version yes. that fills you full of holes, so you yes. can. Like in your torso, so you go,
yeah, like Elias.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking sick.
It'll be cool. So look forward to that. It's coming. We'll have an Amazon store. It's gonna probably come out on Etsy first.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to fucking?
We'll be on HVCA or whatever the commercial or the channel is.
Yeah.
QVC. Yeah.
We're bringing back that dude Vince. That
the ShamWow guy?
Yeah, the Vince
the guy.
The guy
got his tongue bitten by a prostitute.
Chop. Yeah, the slap chop guy. Because didn't he go to jail for being some sort of sex pervert? So he'd be the perfect guy to show
yeah,
off.
Yeah, what happened was he was with a prostitute in a car. And they were kissing. First of all, what are you doing? Not you, him kissing. Yeah. And then...
I'm just sitting here, man.
Yeah, you're chilling. And then she bit his tongue and wouldn't let go.
Oh, and then he hit her, right?
He kept punching her in the fucking face, yeah. Which is understandable.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, you know, you shouldn't get in yourself.
Oh, I mean, cut that out. Cut that out.
Well, you shouldn't get yourself into that situation, but if someone
I can see
has,
how he would do that.
No.
Yeah.
If someone has bitten your tongue aggressively, what else are you going to do? I don't know.
I don't want to lose any body part, and yeah. I'm willing to die for it.
And you got
to
talk with that, your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
you can't talk very good. Anyway, we're still going to use him. For our suicide device. We're
yeah, he'd
him.
Be great.
Yeah, I think he'd be great.
Yeah, that commercial would kill. He'd be like, it's so easy.
Quite literally would. Anyway, yeah, it's coming soon. Etsy. Yeah. Etsy shop.
We gotta come up with a good name for it.
True.
The easy way out. And it's kind of like
you've heard of the easy way out, but how about the cool way out?
Yeah. You could have, like, they always have like multiple functions for like those products and stuff yeah. too. It's like you can, you know, clean your car, you can yeah. soak up shit out of a carpet. Yeah.
You
this
know,
this is like you could paint your wall. You can
yeah, yeah. You know how like those commercials will always be like, don't do it this way, and somebody's like fumbling with a bowl and spilling
oh
something.
Oh my god,
like,
yeah.
Don't do it this
we
way. A guy misses and like blows the top of his head off, but he's like a vegetable.
Yeah, it's like the end of fucking Fight Club. He just shoots himself in the back
and
of the neck.
His jaw's
yeah.
all fucked up. Don't do it this way. Do it this way.
Oh man. Dude.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
Bad infomercials are the best, by the way.
True.
Dude, there was this one. It's mythical to me. It was from my youth. It must have been 2005. Actually, it was 04, 05 for sure. And it was a commercial for, I've only seen it once or twice. It was for fake Mini Coopers.
Hmm.
Like a scam. Like they were alerting you against buying fake Mini Coopers.
Weird.
I don't know if it was real though.
And it was like one of those lawyer ones. It's like, has this happened to you? If you bought a fake Mini
kinda,
Cooper?
Kinda, yeah. It was like fake watches, fake wall, or like fake bags. And then it's like fake Mini Coopers. And there's just one like hitting a wall and exploding. And it was a commercial though. It was on TV.
That's awesome.
You may be entitled to compensation.
Honestly, can I try to pull it up and maybe cast it? Yeah. This might be our first casted video on the whole thing.
On the cast.
By the way, if you don't know, the Chromecast can be used for things, not just staring at pictures.
We do actually.
That's
know
the
that.
Fun part though. This is like burned into my memory. In a deep, deep recess of my memory. Okay.
Yeah.
It's happening all around the globe. People getting tricked by counterfeit brand name merchandise. Premium watches, sunglasses, and you won't believe what else is being knocked off.
The guy fucking waving
Mini Coopers. That's why you need this important DVD from the Counterfeit Commission. You'll get a crash course on how to spot a fake. You'll hear from humiliated victims.
They blurred his face.
Mini Cooper for $1,200. Mini Cooper for $1,200.
Right. We'll even take you overseas and show you how they duplicate Mini signature look.
What is that, Stavros?
Slap on some bonnet stripes. Boom, boom. No one can tell the difference.
Boom, boom. You can't tell the difference.
Drive it.
What? This is a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it.
This is funny, though.
Don't be fooled by imitations. Be certain your Mini is genuine.
Man, this is old school internet.
To order counterfeit Mini Coopers, visit counterfeitmini.org or send a self-addressed stamped envelope real, to the Counterfeit Commission. Bit,
what?
I really do think it is real.
What the hell?
That looks pretty legit.
It was in Colorado, too, which is funny.
That is bizarre. That was Odd TV?
Yes. I watched that. I think I want to say I was watching like Wild Boys on MTV2.
Yeah, that's some middle of the night shit that you see.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good
pretty
times.
Wild, yeah.
I loved watching MTV, MTV2, MTV3, MTV69 in Jordan's house when we were in 10 high school, just smoking a shitload of weed, watching music videos. Bring back original.
Oh, dude, we can do that.
That's true. It doesn't have the same magic. I mean, it'd be cool, but it doesn't quite have the same magic as just like turning on MTV and seeing what comes up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we could. I mean, the cool thing about like YouTube is there's just cuts of everything. So that's you could true. Type in like week of November 26th, yeah. 2005, and somebody has that. Just
yeah,
like
that
with
true.
The commercials and shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's rules.
Mac even found the Enchanted Forest commercial. Have you ever seen the Enchanted Forest commercial? There's a theme park in Oregon called the Enchanted Forest. And it's kind of it's like a local legend sort of. It's sort of just like a shitty fantasy theme park. But they had local commercials on in the 90s and it'd go, Enchanted Forest where memories are made. And every time I drive by it, I always sing the jingle. And then, but there's actually more to the song. I don't know what it is. And Mac fucking found it. Everything's on the internet, brother. Isn't the internet cool?
It is.
But also the worst thing ever, you know?
Sorry, dude. I'm reading the comments on this video. Everyone's saying the same thing. Like, I remember when this was a commercial. Like,
that's tight.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Boom, 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 mini.
Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom.
Oh, geez. Sorry. I'm so...
Oh, you're good.
Lost like in the sauce. These are from like 12 years ago, too.
Yeah.
It's just like a 1980 Chevrolet that they.
Yeah. It's like a Nova.
Yeah. It's like a Nova.
That's when I thought it was a bit, but.
Yeah. I think it is, but it really, like, they paid to run it as a commercial. Like, because that was like old school trolling, I guess, back then. Like, they paid Viacom money to, like, it's a real commercial. I don't know who did it, though. Couldn't tell you.
That's cool, to be honest.
Yeah. And it doesn't have that many views.
Yeah, well, really? Yeah. Hell yeah. I love finding a rare YouTube video.
It's a gorilla
comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That kind of stuff's cool because, I mean, the pace of media was so much slower back then. So if you saw that, you would be like telling people for ages about it. And people were like, that's not real.
Like, and I was like, I swear to God, I couldn't make it up.
You have to like get your friends over for a sleepover and like, there it is. You like see it in the middle of the night. You're like,
wake up, stupid.
Hey, Mickey, thanks for coming on my podcast. That's also your podcast.
Oh, man.
This has been the Chromecast podcast.
It's been a pleasure to have you, Nick.
It's been a pleasure to have me as well. Thank you and thank me.
See you later.
Bye-bye.